In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
All right, it's the schedule game. Hot off the presses. Let's get into it. We'll do my version first.
Okay.
Disclaimer, this is my first blush reaction, subject to change and likely will. When I did this...
Oh, you're not going to take a stand. You're just going to... It's my first blush, but tomorrow I'll change my mind. Day after that, I'll change my mind.
No, I just mean like when we get into the season, I'm not going to be held to this. Stuff's okay. Going to change. Guys are going to get injured. Narratives are going to form. But this was my first reaction, and I actually surprised myself. Let's start. Week one, Green Bay Packers. Lions, 6-1 their last 7 against Green Bay, including 3 straight at Lambeau. I think run-heavy foundation for new offensive coordinator John Morton and a 1-0 start for the Detroit Lions. Mm. Week two, the Bears at home. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. They want to be us. But they're not. Ben Johnson doesn't get to take Dan Campbell with him, and that gets solidified. Get scared, but a together team pulls it out. J-Mo, 65-yard end-around touchdown, gives him a 2-0 start to
call
the season.
Calling a shot.
That's right. Week 3, Monday Night Football in Baltimore. They wear their all-black uniforms, and the game is a shootout. Lamar Jackson's ability to extend plays fires up the edge debate. Ravens win 2-1. Browns, facing outside pressure, they make a quarterback change at 0-3. Shedeur Sanders, NFL debut. He sacked 5 times by 5 different Lions. Comfortable win. Lions bounce back 3-1, 4 games in.
Ooh, answers that edge debate, I guess.
Yeah, conversation over. Except in week 5, they travel to Cincinnati, and the debate we want to know right now is which team will Trey Hendrickson play on? He'll be suiting up for the home team. He'll get a sack fumble off of Goff late, and the Bengals pull off the win. Lions are 3-2. Primetime against the Chiefs. We know Detroit gets up for these games. They don't lose back-to-back under Campbell, and I think they get a signature victory to calm everybody down. 4-2 Lions.
Okay.
At 4-2, they get the Monday night game against the Bucks. Whispers of Aleem McNeil coming back to the practice field, but not yet on the football field. Monday night party. Lions avenge one of their 2 regular season losses from last year. They go into the bye at 5-2, which I think is no small feat given coordinator changes, given the fact that they don't have Aleem McNeil. Out of the bye, rested up, they've got the Vikings. Goff has carved up that Brian Flores defense. This is no exception. Lions score on their final 5 possessions to close it out and start 6-2 with some big games ahead. but at 6-2, the deadline comes and goes. The Healthy Lions like their guys and hold firm. Week 10 at the Commanders. On the opening drive, Jaden Daniels gets hit going out of bounds and hurts his ankle. Marcus Mariota has to play the rest of the way, and the Lions win in a laugher. There's a national debate over whether the hit was dirty, and locally we wonder, how do we judge that win with a backup quarterback?
This is amazing.
In week 11, they'll
travel. Your imagination is great.
In week 11, they'll play at the Eagles. This is the game everybody's circling. Home field will matter. A street fight will be won by the team with the better O-line, D-line combo. Jalen Carter disrupts Goff's timing on a key fourth quarter possession. Lions fall to 7-3. Week 12 against the Giants. The poor Giants have to deal with the Lions off a loss. Valeni has already resorted to rooting for draft position as he dons the Lions engine block headgear. Dart's not in yet because the bye hasn't hit, and the Lions win easy. They are 8-3 on the season. Thanksgiving Day against the Packers. Lions, fully healthy defense is the story here. Aleem McNeil makes a difference. They're about to turn it up a notch for the stretch run. Gibbs a 3-touchdown day. Detroit's 9-3. Thursday night football against the Cowboys. The heat is on in Dallas. First-year head coach Brian Schottenheimer is feeling it after an ugly Thanksgiving loss to the Commanders. Daniels is back now. Jerry Jones publicly backs his coach, but they lose ugly, another 3-score blowout for the Cowboys in back-to-back weeks. Lions are 10-3. Week 15 at the Rams. Extra rest and an extra home game for Detroit. I don't care that it's in L.A. You know Detroit fans are going to take over. It'll be another close battle between these two with the Lions winning on the two-minute drill. 11-3 for the Detroit Lions.
Wow. Where's this going?
Week 16, the Steelers. That team versus that guy. Aaron Rodgers, they need this to stay alive in the wild card race. And of course, Kirby Joseph's getting an interception and the Lions win. That is 5 straight, 12-3. They're getting hot at the right time. Week 17, Christmas Day. Heather and Colin have a wonderful Christmas morning with the kids. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we're all feeling the way Heather is. Frustrated. Short week, plus I think J.J. McCarthy has settled in. His running helps them in the red zone. Lions lose. They're 12-4. Final game of the season at the Bears. The Bears, the narrative is they want to have their Lions moment. They want to end the year like the Lions did in 2022, playing spoiler. The Lions have plenty to play for with seeding, and with 10 days to prepare, they bounce back and deny Ben Johnson that moment. The Lions go 13-4.
Wow.
I did not expect to do this.
Wow.
But this is how it played out. Now,
the second toughest schedule in the NFL.
And then I zoomed out and I go, maybe they lose one more to attrition. Maybe it's one more in that Bucks, Chiefs, Bengals stretch, but yeah, man, 12-13 wins. I couldn't find...
Well, it's not 12-13 wins. It's 13
it's
wins.
It's 13 wins.
And not only that, but Jaden Daniels gets knocked out, but then comes back to play against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the narrative you have going throughout the course of this whole schedule. I
did not expect to pick 13 wins.
Interesting. Very interesting. So let's go back on this for just a moment.
Yeah, please. I welcome feedback. Uh-huh.
So you have them losing to Baltimore, Cincinnati.
Yep.
The Eagles.
And the Vikings.
And the Vikings.
They would go undefeated at home. They would only go, would they go 5-1 in the division?
Does, so question I have for you. At 12-4, after they lose to the Vikings on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And they get the lump of coal. Do they have the division locked up at that point?
Yes, but they want to fight for seeding.
Okay, all right.
And Campbell would play hard even if they didn't.
No, I agree with that. I'm just wondering if at that point, I mean, losing to Minnesota. So basically going into that those final two division games, Minnesota and Chicago, they've already got it locked up.
Because I think Green Bay's the biggest threat, and they would have gone 2-0 against Green Bay. They'd have the tiebreaker in their back pocket.
Okay.
Tom, I know you got thoughts on this schedule.
So
we'll do John's later.
They are, correct me if I'm wrong, but they are undefeated at home.
Yes. perfect home record, 5-1 in the division, and they have a 5-game win streak post bye post Eagles to heat up. I think they have them winning, what, 5 of the last 6 games? Or 6 of the last 7 games? Yeah. 6 of 7.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
I was a little surprised by that, too. I kind of had you just pinpointed for 12 wins.
That's what I expected.
Whether you, how you got there or not, you know. I mean, look, they'll probably end up losing a home game that we don't see coming, and they'll probably win a game that we didn't see coming and stuff. That's usually how it plays out, but I think that is awfully... I think Mike's going to rip you apart today if he hears about
this. Oh, no. I guess I should change my opinion so Mike doesn't make fun of me later.
No, because look...
Trust me, it won't matter because last year when I said 14 wins...
Nobody wins 14 games.
Yeah, everybody was ready to crucify me. Oh, so
I know how it sounds. I did not go into this looking to pick them to win 13 games, but one at a time, you have a hard time picking against the Lions in many of these matchups. I mean, I could give them the Kansas City loss or the Bucks loss. I'm still at 12. I'm still over their preseason win total, and I think with a tough schedule, people are going to have... a hard time finding losses, though.
So the deal breaker for me is that they got those three franchise quarterbacks, top tier quarterbacks, Burrow, Lamar, and Mahomes in the first 6 weeks. And there's going to be no McNeil for sure, probably. And so I think the discussion, I can see us, Brad, you should have got an edge. Brad, you should have got an edge. You know, that's what we're going to be talking about. I'm going with 11-6.
Okay.
Kind of was around that number even before this thing came out. I actually think... overall, the schedule set up pretty nice for them considering how many hard games they have.
Yeah.
They've got some breaks in there. You should be able to take care of the Bears that early. Ben Johnson's a new coach, and whatever you think of him, I mean, he'll probably have a trick play save for them. He's already saw that. And it's like, I'm going to go in there and show him what
Roma
it's all
Dunze,
about.
Passing touchdown.
Right, exactly.
So 11-6, who are your losses against?
How do you find 6 losses?
My extra 2 were Kansas City.
Okay, I get that.
And the Rams.
Okay, the reason I think the Rams have the potential to win that game, but with 10 days to prepare, I couldn't pick against the Lions in that spot.
But I think I'm looking at it from the Rams' perspective. They're going to be fighting for the NFC West right then.
Yeah.
With San Francisco?
Probably, because they have the, I think,
they've
one
got the
easiest.
No, they have the 32nd toughest schedule, right. Which is, I mean, okay, they're playing the last place, you know, schedule, which, because last year was a disaster for them, but.
If they stay healthy, they're making the playoffs. The 49ers.
13-4.
See
what ticket texters have to say on
that. So what do we call in the 13-4?
I don't know.
Because the bus was 12-5, right?
Yeah.
Or the 14-3 was the bus.
Yeah, the bus was 14 wins.
Yeah.
13-4.
Workshop it.
The shuttle?
Yes.
I'm on the 11-6 BBT.
The Q line?
Oh, no. So we're not getting very far.
The 13-4 Q line. That is what it is. Hop aboard the Q line, people.
All right.
It doesn't go very far. I hope that doesn't mean bad news for the playoffs.
I was going to say, I can't wait to see what ticket texters have to say.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.